being the late addition of the staff, how's it been coming up to speed?
You know, there's been a lot. It's been good, though. Familiar with campus, obviously, having been here a couple different times. But I'm just excited to get here and work with Bob and Garrett. They know they got a good track record, and so I'm just happy to be back.
What have you noticed about Bob's coaching style since you've been on the ice with him?
You know, I was fortunate enough. I got to play for Bob for a year when he was here before, and you know, I just kind of like the way he does things. You know, he lets his guys play, and you know, the attitude and the you know, the mood in the room is extremely upbeat and positive, and it seems like the guys are having a good time. And sometimes, you know, change can do that, whether it's positive or negative. Our guys just seem upbeat and excited to, you know, move forward and get on with the year.
You've seen several of the upperclassmen before in your previous role here. Just how have they kind of changed with you being on the ice and just kind of seeing them over that time?
No, you know, like I said, I think it's just kind of an overall feeling. You know, there's a sense of newness around here, and the guys are just excited, you know, for a change. And like you said, that's nothing against anybody that was here before or anything. Sometimes, you know, just a change in itself can be a positive. And I think our guys are upbeat, and, you know, Bob brings a little different voice. And, you know, I think the overall mood and morale is good.
What kind of voice do you bring? And yeah. Just kind of like throughout your kind of just your coaching out?
No, you know, I'm not a... you know, overly vocal guy. You know, I just want to, you know, come here and be around the program. And, you know, I played the game for a long time, and, you know, I've coached for a while now, and I just think, you know, there's little bits and pieces I can bring to help our guys along, and I can relate to them because, you know, it wasn't too long ago that I was in their shoes. And, you know, just little things from day-to-day life to hockey stuff I think I can help with. And like you said, I'm not overbearing or anything like that. I just help where I can.
What was your takeaway from the play this weekend with Duluth?
The takeaway, I mean, you know, I'm sure any one of us coaches would tell you there's a lot that we need to work on, obviously. You know, but it's early in the year, and what was encouraging is our guys went out and they played hard. And, I mean, you know, there was a lot of mistakes made, but we went out there and we scored some goals, which is good. You know, score 7 in a game, that's a positive anytime. You know, we got to probably work on keeping it out of our net, but, then, you know, that'll come with time. And, you know, as they get more adjusted to, you know, Bob and myself and Rabs, you know, I think that'll be something we get better at moving forward. But you know, it's a long season, it's a long process, but you know, I was encouraged by the work ethic and, you know, the attitude our guys had.
I've heard from a couple of people around here lately that hockey sense trumps all rules. Were there any plays that stood out to you over the weekend where you said but okay?
No, you know, I mean, those type of plays go on all year, unfortunately, or fortunately. You know, if they connect, you're happy. If they don't, then, you know, might be have something to talk about in film. But you know, I think our group overall has a pretty high hockey IQ and a good, you know, good hockey sense as a group, I guess you could kind of say. And I think it's going to bode well for us. Yeah, is it going to get us in trouble from time to time? Yeah, it always does. It does when you're a player, and, you know, now you see it as a coach. But, you know, I think it's good, and I think moving forward we'll be in good shape.
What kind of film have you taken away from the weekend to show the guys?
You know, again, not too much so far, just little individual teaching. You know, it hasn't been overly structured, and, you know, just show guys, you know, maybe a little body positioning here, you know, maybe be here, maybe try this, or maybe look at that. Not overdoing it, not overwhelming them. We want the guys to be able to just, you know, read and react and play.
You got an exhibition like you do this weekend. Does that give you guys a little bit of freedom to experiment, play with some different lines or anything like that?
Yeah, I think that's, you know, somewhat the... You know the point of playing exhibition games. You can kind of try some different things, but with that being said, you also, you know, we're in our season. You know, we already played 2 games, and you want to, you know, try to get some things set. And I think you use that game to help you do that as well.
Did you guys like the combinations you had up front, scoring all those goals on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, when you score 7 goals, you know, something's clicking, something's going right. And I'm sure, you know, lines change and evolve throughout the course of a year. I mean, sometimes, you know, a line can be hot and then kind of go stale, and maybe you need to switch things up. But, you know, for now, you know, you score 7 goals, there's, you know, all lines kind of contributing type of thing. It was a good setup for now.
Tyler and Tommy both dealt with injuries last year and had to rehab through most of their summer and were kind of playing hurt. Mm-hmm. How are they looking now for you as a coach?
You know, I know I talk to those guys on, you know, on a daily basis, and neither of them have had any complaints injury-wise or, you know, health-wise. And that bodes well for our team. You know, if those guys are healthy, they're upperclassmen, they're leaders, and, you know, they'll be a big part of our offense moving forward. So if they stay healthy, knock on wood, that's a positive thing. I haven't seen any issues so far.
What do you see as their strengths as players for Tyler and Tommy?
I mean, one, like I said, leadership. You know, you can never have enough upperclassmen leadership, guys that have been here and done it and been through it for a few years to, you know, kind of guide the younger guys. And obviously they're both, you know, supposed to be high-scoring offensive players for us, and that's what, you know, they're going to be expected to do, and that's what they expect of themselves.
All right, thanks.
Good.